listen to anybody else who does stuff like that.
Good morning. Good morning from the. Good morning from a cupcake. Good morning from a scone. Good morning from some very, very good black currant jam. I'm sitting here in her kitchen with the ceramicist, the artist, Martha Cashman, who is completely embarrassed by me, and because I'm about to ask her to say what she does in the entire world. She loves audio, so I thought the best way to cash in on that, Cashman, cashing in on that, excuse me, apologies for that, is to say, good morning, Martha Cashman. Who are you and what do you do? What do you do?
I am a ceramicist, Paul. I'm a sculptor and I'm a spoon maker and a tool maker. My dad was a market gardener, so I make spoons and tools.
I got to interrupt you. Your dad was a market gardener. My grandmother was a market gardener.
No way.
Look, we'll come on to that another day, but go back to the spoons. Go back to tell me a little bit more about you making spoons.
I make spoons, Paul. My dad was a market gardener. I'm a ceramicist. I'm evoking these wonderful memories of the past. Wonderful elderly folk that lived in East Cork, a little community network, people helping each other. And my work represents these lovely people in sculptors of porcelain spoons and tools.
Porcelain? You use porcelain?
I use porcelain, Paul.
Come on, get very nerdish and technical. Tell us something very technical about the materials you use.
Ah, three firings of beautiful porcelain mixed with flax, Paul, and paper. And in the clay I will have some seeds, the whole point of market gardening. So there's seeds in the clay that give texture to the clay, which when in the first firing burn out and leave you with all these beautiful openings in the clay. So with the beautiful porcelain as it is, translucent in the light, everything light shines through. And you can see.
My God, she's actually holding them up in her kitchen, holding them up to the light so I can see. I'm going to photograph them and add them to this podcast. But you sound like the Seamus Heaney of ceramics.
Don't put me way up there on that level, Paul.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. I mean, that literally he goes on about digging and his ancestry and digging. And here you are going on about your ancestry.
Yes, true.
And come on now. Look, I know Irish women are very inclined to be reticent about their abilities. So I refuse to accept that.
Refuse, Paul. Just refuse. So, yes, anyhow, my porcelain pieces are on the loose. Framed, but on the loose. And coming to Kilmallock, the Friar's Gate in Kilmallock, for the whole month of October. And they shall also be, running wild in the UCC student building in UCC in November for the whole month. So...
No, we have to tell people how they could find a look at them, because if they're going to go to Kilmallock or UCC, like if they're not kind of next door just dropping in, but they're going to make a special journey to see these ceramics, how are they going to find your website?
MarthaCashman.com.
Spell Martha.
MarthaCashman.
.com. Okay. Look, I want to get back to eating cupcakes and scones with you, but thanks a million for introducing your wonderful art to people.
Thank you, Paul.
Goodbye.